It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is February, 19th, something like that. 19th, oh yeah, pretty good shot. February 19th, 2020. And now my podcast is playing. Pause. There we go. All the chaos of getting phones hooked up to Bluetooth and all the fun stuff that goes with it. So this last weekend I had a nice 3-day weekend, so I spent a little time wiring up my car for the multiple reasons. The primary reason I want to run a wire is for our electric cooler that we like to use when we take trips with our car for long weekends or whatnot. Now you can throw your milk and your whatever you want in the cooler for meals and while you're in the hotel, so you have to go out every time. It'll stay cold, you don't have to worry about it. I think our hotel does have a mini fridge, but then you just kind of leave things in there and just let it run. So that was kind of primary. Secondary is some of the extra things that people like to plug in sometimes. You know, like a power inverter, or I wasn't intending to plug in our auxiliary accessory ports, whatever you want to call them. I had a 3-prong accessory port thing in my car that ended up breaking. I was not intending of plugging that into that, but it was broken. So that's now hooked up to that. Tertiary, is that right? The third thing, tertiary, the third reason why. The lowest priority is a potential of hooking up a radio or something in the future in the car. And so now it is at least capable of that as well. Main thing was getting some power without the car being off. Because apparently the CRV, everything shuts off when you turn off the car. Good for battery savings, not so good when you want to actually have it charging. The other thing we like to do sometimes is, you know, your phone's dead, or a kid's phone is dead because they're playing, a kid's phone is dead, but when we're going out to watch and play a game, well, they don't need their phone during the game, so we just leave the car charging, except we can't leave the car charging because the charger didn't work. Now it will work. So there's some good pluses to that. I actually thought it was kind of nice because I used, was able to figure out how to route the cables through the car without you really being able to see them at all. And then I'm using everything in power, Anderson Power Pole, which you'll learn about your technician a little bit. But Anderson Power Pole is designed as such. In fact, yeah, I think it's technician. Anderson Power Pole is designed as such where it is unisex, I think is how it's. Or asexual or unisex, whatever. There's no male, there's no female plug. They are fused together in a certain configuration. And then they can plug in themselves, they can plug into anything. They're completely universal in how they interact with each other. But if you set them up right, they just plug into anything universal, amateur radio. But it doesn't have to be for just amateur radio. If you want to wire your own car for anything that you want to run extra power for, You can use Anderson power poles. They're extremely easy to put together. They're not, the price isn't too bad on them. The downfall would be if you got the crimping tool, that could add another $30, $40. But that's a one-time purchase. So, I really like the Anderson power poles. My new radio will definitely be converted. I did convert my old one over now to that. So, it's very well worth the that. Plus, it's universal. You go to someone else who has Anderson power poles, you just plug it in. It'll just work. So, I have that. I got a distribution plug so I can distribute things through. There's fuses on it. So, they're individually fused through there rather than worrying about making sure you have fuses in line out everywhere and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's working pretty good for me. The only thing I realized I kind of screwed up on is I should have put fuses in line from the battery, the wire from the battery to the power pole stuff. I may still go back and do that down the road, but I did forget. The only thing that would be on there short of this distribution block would be just this thing in the back. So I'm not overly worried about it long term. So we'll just kind of play it by ear on that. But yes, I should have put a dual fuses on each terminal. I kind of forgot to do that. But long term, this is going to be very nice. And now I have learned some skills for when I do this in a truck. I can now figure out a little bit better way to hide the cords. And but if I do, when I do a quote new to me truck or new to me truck, I am going to be running some pretty heavy duty wire, planning on the potential of needing additional power requirements. So that is the big thing I'm going to do there is I'm going to make sure I put in good fuses or good wire in line, maybe 75 amp service, so to speak. Because you never know where you're going to go with your radio hobby. I could be running a a bigger portable HF radio, and I'm going to want the power on that, but I still want power for maybe two other radios that are in the truck. One that's dedicated to one particular feature, one that's the all-purpose. I don't know. I don't know where things are going to take me, and if I'm going to run something like that, especially in a truck, my primary vehicle, I am going to build it so it's worthwhile. Or so I don't have to do it again. That's, I guess, a better way to put it. Do it once. Do it right, do it once. What else have I had recently? I'm not sure. I've been pretty crazy busy and crazy tired. So I haven't had much time to do much else. Oh, I did record a video of that, sort of a video of the installation, more of the post-installation, kind of how I did it. And I think there's value in that as well as saying, hey, here's how I routed the wires to get up over here. So I did record a video. I got edited. It's on the list. It's on the bottom of the list, but it's on the list. So you can look forward to that coming out here sometime in the future. I really would like to get to the point where I could be a regular content producer on YouTube. I just don't have the time right now. I got so much other stuff going on. I just can't dedicate even a night a week to do that. And if I am dedicating, or if I do have a night a week, I'm either doing other things or I am sleeping because I am All right, I should say sleeping. I'm relaxing because I have time to breathe for a minute. But things should hopefully settle down here in the next couple months, and then I can kind of reevaluate down the road. Recording car casts are pretty easy because you just hit record and you start driving. So, well, we'll just play it by ear, I guess. I can't think of anything else right now. I just thought I was driving and, hey, might as well hit the record button and just see what the stream of consciousness kicks out today. So I will let you go, and I am at my destination, so I will talk to you whenever next time is. So until then, this is Mike Wills, and I thank you so very much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.